Hello, welcome to Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday, where all your questions for your primary care doctor are answered. Our goal is to help our listeners make their wellness a priority and live out long, enjoyable, and fulfilling lives.
Right, we are on. Welcome everybody to this week's episode of Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Dr. Makanga back with us. We're handling a few important topics. The one for today is gum pain. I get a lot of questions from my primary care patients about this, so we're going to be talking about it. So I'm going to go right into introductions and we'll get started. So for those that don't know me, my name is Dr. Uday. I'm a board-certified family medicine physician. I'm based in Martinsburg, West Virginia. I co-own a primary care practice, namely Apple Valley Family Medicine. And my goal is to have my patients feeling and looking good. So I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Makanga. She'll introduce herself and we'll get started. Welcome, Dr. Makanga.
Thank you, Dr. Uday, for having me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's such a pleasure.
Same here. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce myself. I'm Dr. Valerie Makanga. I am a general dentist and I am the owner and the founder of Healing Wings Dental, which is located in Arlington, Texas, in Dallas area. And what we do in our practice, what I love doing, is helping people, our patients, regain their confidence and regain their wings by helping them maintain and also restoring their oral health and smile.
Yay. Well needed. So gum pain, what causes this?
You have many, many, many different things that can cause you to have gum pain. But one of the most common things would be lack of proper oral hygiene. It always boils down to the lack of proper oral hygiene, because when you don't clean your teeth well, it can cause you to start accumulating plaque. It can cause you to develop cavities. It can cause you to have a gum disease or even periodontitis. Periodontitis, which is infection of the bone that supports your teeth, or even gingivitis, which is also another part of gum disease, which is inflammation at the level of your gum. So when you have that, you know, you can start developing pain in your gum. And also if your teeth having cavities, you can it can lead to infection that causes you to have even pus and things like that, that would cause you to have gum pain. You can have gum pain from ulcers. Sometimes also like canker sores can cause you to have pain. So there are so many different things that can cause you to have gum pain. Another thing too, before I forget, is dry mouth, because you don't have enough saliva, it can cause your tissue to be painful.
Yes. Wow. So how common is it? And is it more common in certain age groups from your perspective? So just curious about that.
Well, it's pretty common. Like, we have quite a few people who come and they may or may not have cavities, but they say that the gum is what is hurting. Sometimes it's, you know, because of infection. Sometimes it's because of tooth decay that led to infection. But sometimes it can also be, and I didn't mention that, due to recession. Recession is where you have your gum receding, or, you know, you're losing part of your gum. And that can be caused either by the fact that they using a hard toothbrush, because we recommend soft toothbrush. So you want to make sure that you do use a soft toothbrush, so that the bristles that are too hard for even a medium or even a hard toothbrush can damage your gum. But also sometimes when your teeth are not well positioned, it can also cause, you know, your gum to recede. So that will cause you pain. So, I mean, it's coming in different situations. I'm not sure that it really varies based on the age necessarily. But for sure, once you have gum disease, and gum disease, yes, tend to happen more around, you know, old people who are older. But at the same time, you know, it can happen with young people by just not, you know, brushing well enough and just accumulating hard plaque. So it can be common. Yes, it can be common.
Gotcha. So I guess a two-part question. So when you have somebody that comes in to see you for gum disease, how do you take care of them? And then the other flip side is just for viewers and listeners out there, how do they prevent having gum pain?
Yeah, so in order to prevent having gum pain, I'll start by that. You want to make sure that you have proper oral hygiene. You want to make sure that you brush your teeth well. You want to make sure that you floss well. You floss and brush all the surfaces of the teeth, the surfaces close to your cheek or lips, surfaces on the inside, close to your tongue or your palate, and the chewing surfaces also of your teeth. You want to make sure you brush all the surfaces of your teeth. That would help you decrease, you know, the plaque, which is culprit for causing gum disease and causing you pain. What you want to do to prevent it is I said that you want to make sure that you floss, but you want to make sure that you go and see your dentist on a regular basis. Meaning if you don't have gum disease, you want to make sure that you go at least twice a year. Mm-hmm. And if you do have gum disease, then you need to follow the instructions of your dentist. Some people will require for them to go every 3 months, other people every 4 months. It just depends on, you know, the recommendations of your doctor. Mm-hmm. There is something else that I didn't mention that can cause gum pain is some type of food that we eat. For example, you have the husks of popcorns. You know, when you're just watching a movie and you want to eat, but you need to be very mindful because that can get large. Or some people play with things like pens or pencils or using toothpicks as well. Don't recommend using toothpicks to remove the debris that get lodged between your teeth, but definitely floss. So those are things that on your end that someone can do to prevent or decrease gum pain. But on our end, when somebody comes, we definitely help them with a cleaning. You know, I've seen people who don't even have gum disease per se, but the fact that they don't brush well, you know, it causes them have gum pain because of the accumulation of plaque. So when we remove that with our special instruments, it would alleviate the pain. And that's the same thing we do also, just the cleaning or deep cleaning for people who have gum disease. So we actually go not only on the surfaces of the teeth close to the gum, but we go below the gum. And for that, we have to make the person be comfortable. More than likely, we might have to numb the patient and just make sure that we really clean all the hard plaque that gets stuck between the teeth below the gum level, causing not only, you know, gum disease, but any other type of problems like infection and such. So that's what we do. If it is caused by a decayed tooth, then we treat the tooth if the tooth can be treated. But if the tooth cannot be restored, then we'll have to extract the tooth or remove it. Obviously, you'll be comfortable because after numbing you, you know, you're not going to feel the pain. However, it will help you remove the cause of the infection that is causing you gum pain. And later on, we don't leave you without teeth. We can restore them as well as to restore the state of your smile. So that's pretty much what we do. We can also prescribe antibiotics that can decrease the pain. We can also prescribe some mouthwash like chlorhexidine or Peridex, commonly known, and that would also decrease the bacterial load, helping and alleviating your gum pain.
That's all great information. So, Dr. Makanga, if people are trying to look you up or schedule an appointment with you, how can they get you?
They can find us where we are located in Arlington, Texas, Healing Wings Dental, 4101 West Green Oaks Boulevard. They can also give us a call at 972-213-0202, or they can find us on our website and request an appointment at Healing Wings Dental. But besides that, also on our social media handles, we can be found by typing Healing Wings Dental, and you will find us on either Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, also on YouTube. So, yes, we are readily available to be seen.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for this really, really great information. So on the flip side, guys, if you're looking for a quality family medicine physician, Come see us at Apple Valley Family Medicine. We're based in Martinsburg, West Virginia. You can call us at 304-350-1087. And you can also find us online to schedule an appointment at www.applevalleyfamilymed.com. You guys have a great week. Thanks, Dr. Makanga.
Thank you so much, doctor, for having me. Have a good one.
Bye. Bye.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and include a review. Don't forget, you're worth it, and your health is our priority. Tune in for another episode next week, and have a great rest of your week.